Burn brushes. Lama Basin Vase. Omer of Yeshua. Ben Levi. Hamispalo Tzorach Lishay Shah Achas Achat Filosai. A person who davens should wait, delay his exit, should pause for a full hour. Shah Achas, an hour, but at least a unit of time. Achat Filoso, after he davens. Brings the Pasuk, Ach Sadikim Yodu Lishmecha, Yeshu Yeshorim Espanecha. Then it brings the Braisa, Hamispal Tzorach, She Yisha Sho Achas Kaidem Filoso, Yisho Achas Achat Filoso. So the question is obvious. Bishlam of the hour before the tefillah, a person should pause and daven. Before he davens, he has to contemplate what he's going to say. Got to think. You got to get yourself into a mood. You got to get emotionally involved, and that might be part of the reasons you say Pesukei D'Zimra. But why do you have to wait or pause the same amount of time? Call it an hour. After you finish davening, you davened already. You had the kavana, you had the preparation, you finished, finito. Well, you have to pause afterwards. Does it mean you just shouldn't show that you're running out? So you walk out slowly. You got to be at a certain point. You got to walk out anyway. So wait a second. What does it mean? Sha'achas achat filosam. Very interesting thing. The Baal Shem Tov, put down in his name, said that a person that davened and he begins his tefillah and he ends his tefillah on the same level, that's not considered that he davened. Say it in a different way. A person, when he begins to daven, and he ends the same person, being the same being, at the end of his davening, that's not considered that the person davened. What does he mean by that? What does that have to do with who I am? Davening is what I'm requesting from the Ribbono Shel Olam. My needs, my loyalty maybe, my allegiance, my relationship, but change? What does davening have to do with change? You see from the Baal Shem Tov that davening, tefillah, is a type of tshuva. And we're going to talk about that today because it's Elul. We're talking about less than 30 days to the Yom HaDin, to Rosh Hashanah, where the Ribbono Shel Olam will paskin, miyichem, miyomus, who will live, who will die, in all types of life, and all types of death. You know, what will be one's future, what will be one's year. You know, what do you do before that? Does he make Elo? The 30 days that the person's focused on Tshuva. What happens in Yimei Elul? For some reason, there's a focus on Tefillah. What happens on Rosh Hashanah, the day of the Din? It becomes a Yom Tefillah. What happens on Aseret Yemei Tshuva? There's more Tefillah. Yom Kippur is Kulo Tefillah. Why? According to Baal Shem Tov, we'll go that way at least. What tefillah is a type of tshuva. Because by the time I finish my Shemona Esrei, I have to be a different person than before I finished the Shemona Esrei. Obviously, in order to change, you have to think about, what am I changing? What am I doing? What needs to be changed? Not what do I need for the Ribbono Shel Olam, but what needs to be changed first by me. And then, of course, after you daven, you have to figure out how to internalize that change, how to make it permanent. You know, it's the famous drasha on the pasuk Miyale b'har Hashem u'miyokum b'mkom kodesho. Sounds repetitious. Miyale b'har Hashem. Who will arise, go up, ascend the Har Hashem, the mountain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So it's climbing. U'miyokum. Who's going to make it permanent? Security. You shouldn't fall back down. To internalize it. Miyokum imkom kodesho. I think, according to the Baal Shem Tov, and we'll take it a step further in a minute, Shmona Esrei is begeder miyala b'har Hashem. It's taking myself to the next place in life. But maybe it's going to just end at Shmona Esrei. It needs to be permanent. It needs to be secure. You have to carry the tefillah with you after the tefillah. It needs a hakama. The hour after davening, the shoya shah achas, achas tefillah, that is miyokum b'mkom kodesho. The one who is going to secure it so that he can carry it to the next part of the day. Until the mincha. And then again, afterwards, to the maariv. Interesting. Which means that there are three, really, times of growth. The erev, the tzarayim, the biker. Three times of growth. The person grows every day due to his relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's how I understand the Gemara. Based on the Baal Shem Tov. Let's take it a step further. Tefillah, the definition of tefillah means judgment. Palel, the nosnu b'flilim, means judges. Palel is to judge. His palalti means, this palal means self-judgment. Tefillah means to judge. You know what that means to me? Listen to this. You look, I'm going to just change names for a second. When you come to davening, where are you going? What's it called? What's this, the place called that you daven in somebody first? Beis Medrash or a Beis HaKnesses, right? That's how you were brought up. A Beis Medrash or a Beis HaKnesses. I'm going to give you another name. It sounds nice. A Beis HaKnesses is very warm. A place of gathering. A Beis Ha, you know. A Beis Medrash, a place of learning. How about this, what it's really called? Beis Din. A courthouse. You never thought of it like that. Not so warm. Pretty cold. You know, not so enjoyable. It's pretty nerve-wracking. A Beis Din. And that's really what it is. You know, of course this Beis Din has Kedusha to it. Beis HaKnesses. This has learning in it also. A Beis HaMedrash. It has Karbonis in it. Beis HaMikdash. Where does Sanhedrin sit, by the way? Does anyone know where the Sanhedrin is? Koveit Smokim? Beis Ha... Beis HaMikdash. The Sanhedrin is the Beis HaMikdash. So, what is the Beis HaMikdash? Part of the Beis HaMikdash is a Beis Din. When you walk into Davin, every day, you're walking into a Beis Din. It's a And the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Dayan. And what happens? Yeah, of course, you ask for your needs. Atochonen, Ashiveinu, Rufa'enu, Reinal Vanyenu. You have Baruch Aleinu. And if you go into a courthouse, and we all know it, I hear from Bachim all the time. You get a stupid ticket for driving, you know, whatever you drove in the 35 mile, 45, 50, 70 mile, you know, limit. What's the first thing a person thinks of? I got to hire a lawyer. I don't know, why don't you just pay the ticket? No, I can't get the points. So the first thing he's thinking of, a lawyer or a way out, he calls all his friends. What do I do? How do I do it? What do I do? Do I get to this judge or go to that judge? Do I postpone it? Do I plead guilty? Do I plea bargain? You know, what do I do? And many people just pay up lawyers. And they go for them. And whatever the lawyer does, I don't know what the lawyer does. But they have the systems. You think about it. You spend time. By the way, I read an article, very interesting. Most people who get tickets spend more time fighting the ticket, thinking what they're going to do, agonizing about it, walking, wasting the sleepless nights about it, than all the time they saved in a year of speeding. It's an amazing thing. Not just for that time. Yeah, obviously, when you're speeding, and the officer stops you, so you wasted time here, you lost time. Forget the officer stopping you. Forget the court case. But the dysfunction that a person has from thinking about it, and talking about it, and when he's walking, he's thinking about it, and when he's at the table, he's thinking about it, and when he meets friends, he's talking about it, he wastes more time on that ticket than he gains from speeding all year long. Alright, interesting. But what do I want from that? Yeah, because you take it serious, you go into a court. For what? For $100 ticket, for $200 ticket, for $300 ticket. For a couple of points. For what? And what happens? You're in the court. How was you going to leave the court? Well, could have said this way, I should have said this. Maybe we could have done it better before the, you know, before you get to court, before you get to judgment. Even after you get the judgment, the Gemara Din, well, you know, this, that, you're still dealing in the court. You're still dealing with it. An hour later, when you come to Davidim, it's a judgment. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Dayan. Comes the Gemara and says, a mispalel should be there an hour early. To do what? To figure out how to plead his case. It's a little more than the ticket. And you can't hire a lawyer. And then you mispalel. And you plead the case. Maybe for refuah. There's some people who need a refuah. There's some people in a family that you might know that need a refuah. Some friends who need a refuah. Maybe for a parnasa. Maybe for Eino Vanyenu, they have afflictions, they have problems, they have issues. Or whatnot. And then what happens afterwards? Comes the Gemara and says, you're supposed to pause another hour. And do what? I'm not saying like the Baal Shem Tov now. And do what? And think about how you pleaded your case. You didn't get the answer yet. There wasn't yet the Gemara Din. Did I say it right? Should I have said it better? You know, what can I say next time by my next tefillah? What lesson did I learn from here? And now, yes, and like the Baal Shem Tov. And how could I change? that my next case will be a winning case. Won't be so hard. So my next time I go to court, mincha time, marav time, tomorrow shachris, how will it be better? That's the hour afterwards, the contemplation, because you go to a Beis Din. By the way, I mean, I'm sure you all heard the book, but there's a book. You didn't hear the book, just use the logic of it. If you went to plead a case, let's say for your life, let's say you were the lawyer. Lady, let's say you were the lawyer. Pleading the case, Supreme Court, life and death. Would you go in casual, dressed casually? Something tells me not. Shirt tucked out? Something tells me not. Not properly put together? Something tells me not. Why? Impression. I gotta make a good impression for the judge. I gotta be respectful. By the way, would you be disrespectful? By the way, that would be contempt of court if you spoke out to somebody else talking while I talked. Would you do that? Would you talk in court to somebody else? Very contempt of court. They can put you behind bars. It's disrespectful. What do you call the judge? Your Honor. Ooh, that's covered. Your Honor. You're talking third person to the judge. Your Honor. Please. Total respect. Proper attire. Why? Because you're in a Beis Din. You're in a courthouse. I wonder, would you let your cell phone ring? No. You're in a courthouse. You're in a court case. The same is true every day, three times a day, when a person is being mispalo, when he's davening. Get the word basic necessary of the vocabulary. Get the word based on measures out of vocabulary. Beis Din. Pilalti. Tfilo. And you're pleading for that day's success. L'fnei melech malchei amloch ma'kodesh baruch hu. The dayan ha'emes. The melech oyev stoko mishpat. Soon we'll say the melech ha'mishpat. The judge. And yeah, that's why in halacha there is a proper attire. And we learn out all the time. What's true in Beis Din Shel Mata is just a lesson, a mashal of how a person has to act for Beis Din Shel Mala. Where it says that Malchus de Arak Pein Malchus de Rekia. There's a parallel in melechs and kings. And the way we act with a king in this world is just a mashal of how you have to act with the king in the melech malchei amloch. And the same thing is Beis Din. And Beis Din Shalmata, Chabe Beis Din Shalmala. Yeah, there is a proper attire in a Beis Din. And there's a proper etiquette in a Beis Din. In all different ways of how you talk, how you walk, how you move, how you dress, if you have a phone, if you're doing something else during the mishpat. And that's tefillah. And that's why it's something which is taken seriously. Throughout generations, all over the world, the hour before, the hour after, not coming late, not leaving early. It's amazing. And if a person, I think, and I think you all agree with me, if a person walks in to a Beis Din late for the case, leaves early before the real end, does not have the proper decorum or attire, he made a mockery of the court. And for mockery of the court, you might win the case, but you lose because of contempt of court. It becomes a new einish on the person. You mocked us. Same thing by the Ribbono Shalom. Yeah, you might get winning arguments in your Baruch Aleinu, but you lost because of the mockery you had, the lack of seriousness you had. You go into the Yemei Hadin, and that's why the Yom Hadin on Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tefillah. Yom Tefillah is another way of saying Yom Hadin. Tefillah, Palel, judgment. Judgment's Yom Hadin. Of course, there's nothing else you could do on Rosh Hashanah besides sitting in court all day pleading your case. Rosh Hashanah, you didn't enter, you know, Kijantif, 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 how are you, what's doing, Kijantif, it's nice. No, it's not. You're in a court. You're not in a basic message in a business. In the courthouse. All day pleading. And everyone knows that. Yom Kippur, you know that. It's true every day. In a smaller dimension. You'll see in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. As you learn the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Gemara asks the question that if all the judgment, listen to the Gemara, if all the judgment is on Rosh Hashanah, so command matzli, why do you daven every day? What do you want to daven every day? It's davening. We're talking about judgment. What are you doing? Why are you davening every day? Yeah. Because davening is judgment. And you can't forget that. As B'nai Torah means serious Jews. People who take Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur seriously. If you take Rosh Hashanah seriously, and I imagine you do. If you take Rosh Hashanah seriously, if you take Yom Kippur seriously, and you daven, so you understand the concept, then how can you not take every davening seriously? It's a contradiction. Doesn't make sense. You understand what it means. Isn't it true every day? Three times a day? That's your challenge as B'nai Torah. And then, of course, when pleading the case in the Shemoneh Esrei, the person starts to have to think where he's focused his efforts and what does he want? What does he really want? That's where the tshuva aspect goes in. That's where the change goes in. What's important to you? You always find those people. You know, there's certain brachas that they spend more time on, certain brachas they rush. Think about next time you daven, and you daven with kavana, which tefillah did you naturally emphasize and spend a little more time, and which tefillah did you rush it through? And it's a great self-judgment to know what's important in your life. Was it Baruch Aleinu? That's what you put the emphasis on? More than anything else? Now you're talking yachasi, relative to something else? Because is that what you want? Is that what's more important? Was it Rifa'enu? That's more important? Or is it Hashiveinu Avinu Sarasecha? Maybe that's what's more important. And that's what's slower, more emphasized than the Baruch Aleinu. Maybe. Well, maybe it's what else we ask for in life today than Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim with all our tzaras. Is that what's important, or is that what's skipped over and it's back to Baruch Aleinu? Gimme, 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 gimme. What is it? That's a great self-judgment. That's the Baal Shem Tov. That when you start to think about it, and you daven properly, the time the end of the tefillah ends, you're a different person. And if you weren't a different person, you didn't daven. Because it's judgment. You give a chizik, you may elo. It's less than 30 days to Rosh Hashanah Yom HaDin. It's almost Yom Kippur even. It's a little more chizik in the davening, in the tshuva, in our contemplation of what's right, what's wrong, in the din. So I beg the Olam that if for some reason your Shemoneh Esrei is too quick, and I think by too many people it is, way too many people it is. You know, it's express pass when it comes to judgment. Easy pass, judgment, doesn't do well. By too many people, it's too quick. But at least allow those who are serious about din, bezdin, yom hadin, to plead their case. And the Yitzchak Shem will plead for you also. Because they always say the Lashon Rabbim. And they always say, you know, talking about the rest of Klal Yisrael. If you want, you can daven quickly and be the parasite. And base your success on everyone else's tefillah who's being mispalo for you. You can be the beggar, the pauper, the taker for the rest of Klal Yisrael. But at least let the rest of Klal Yisrael have the ability to give you, the pauper, the beggar, the taker, the parasite. And not to talk, but to sit in your place. Or you can be the giver. And if you zeche the din, through your own tefillah, through your own din, and maybe we'll take the next step for the Yom HaDin. It's very interesting, we'll just end off with this thought. Then 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul, Yimei HaRotzen to Yom Kippur. 40. Malchus, when a person does something bad, he gets 40 lashes. 40 minus 1. It's called Argoim Yakenu. Concept of 40. There's another concept of 40. Is Yitzirus HaVelad. That person in the embryonic stage is formed and forged in 40 days. When a person gets Malchus and Bezdin, what's the purpose of Malchus? Most Rishonim learn. It's not to pain you, it's to change you. That after you went to the court case, and you were found guilty. And we all are. So what happens? You gotta change. How do you change? You get a little pain and you start to change. One whip, two whips, you start to change. A couple of more whips, you start to internalize that change. You get 40 lashes, you change. You're not doing it again so fast. even when you walk out of Beis Din, even a week later, even a month later. Why 40 lashes? Because of Lad. A new entity is formed in 40 days. So too, when a person sins, does something wrong, and he gets Malkus, is a new formation. It's a new being. It's a new person. 40 Malkus. When a person is Tomei, for whatever reason he's Tomei, and he has to become Tor, a new person, he goes into a mikvah. And he comes out, and now he's Tor. Why is he Tor? He's a new person, 40 saw. He's a 40 saw, a measure of water. 40, concept of a new identity, or formation. Well, Elo, is a time when Rosh Chodesh Elul realized that, hey, you know, I'm guilty in this Yom HaDin. We're going to have a major problem over here. You did speed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the policeman, the dying, there's nothing you can do over here. You say, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the aid is not the dying. And it's the aid I made it. It's not the dying. I don't know, listen, talk to the sugyas today to tomorrow. But that's only Beis Din Shalmata. But he's the aid I made is a dayan. You say that in Yom Kippur David, who I aid, who I dayan. And he's the Baal Dover. He's everything. Nothing you can do. You know it, you know it, you know it, you know it. And you thought about it in your davening every day. So you have to come out somehow a new person. I'm going to get my Malkus now. I'm going to get the change before the day. I'm going to get the mikvah before the day. I'm going to have the Yetziras HaVlad. 40 days of Yetziras HaVlad. So comes Rosh Chodesh Elul. And every day is like another Malkus. Another step in change of the person. Until you emerge Yom Kippur. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Salachti, yeah, listen, you're a different person. You're a new being. 40 days later. But it's 40 days of sitting in judgment. 40 days of change. 40 days of the Baal Shem Tov. But the Baal Shem Tov says that by the time you finish the Shemoneh Esrei, you're different than when you started. If you take step by step that way, so all of you will be zeicha for really a ksiva and a chasima toiva.